Hi, everyone, and welcome to season 5 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Can you believe it? Already to season 5? It has been a whirlwind year already. A lot has happened. You guys know after listening to season 4 that I just launched Chameleon Mindset, my new book about how to embrace change and build mental resilience to transform your life and career. Lots more information, obviously, coming on Chameleon Mindset. We'll have the new online course coming soon. We've been doing lots of webinars, and I'll be on the road for the book tour. So hopefully we'll get to catch up together soon. Because why not just do another one? I have another book that just came out, The Great Leadership Awakening. In this book, I collaborated with 20 other amazing women. Each of them contributed a chapter talking about when their leadership was awakened and part of their transformation, maybe over the pandemic or maybe over a longer period of time, really stepping into their power and showing what it means to truly be a leader. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to season 5 of Stand Up and Stand Out. We have another amazing guest, one of the authors of The Great Leadership Awakening, Mary Gregory. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is super exciting. Great meeting you, and thanks for the invite to the podcast.
Yeah, it was great. We got to actually connect in person during the launch, which was fantastic. Luckily for Mary, her travel was just up the 405. I had to take a plane, but it was great. We could have had a little bit better weather, but...
Well, I always find that rain is really lucky. So as it was raining for this event, I was like, oh, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
I like it. I like that twist on it.
We used to so rarely get rain here in Southern California that anytime it rains, I'm like, oh, this is a blessing, but we've been getting definitely our share.
Well, if you guys have picked up your copy of The Great Leadership Awakening, you'll find Mary's chapter. It's number 12, Finding Your Resiliency Superpowers. Spoiler alert, it begins with forgiveness. And you guys know that she's talking about resiliency, that her and I are going to have a lot in common.
Absolutely. And we both love chameleons. So that's also another way we're connected.
Even more. We're just racking them all up. So, Mary, why don't you, as we get started, just tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to, contribute to a chapter in this book?
So my name is Mary Gregory, and I became an author 5 years ago when I published my first memoir, or my only memoir so far, called Travel Through Aqua Green and Blue. Who knows? I might write another one and be like Mary Carr and just publish one every couple of years. I met Mickey or Kaylee during that time when I was going to publish, and she was doing a multi-author book during the pandemic that was like leading through the pandemic. And she had reached out to me to participate. And I said, I love your business model and what you're going to do, but I'm about ready to publish my book. And I don't think I could be part of another multi-author book. Never been part of something like this before. And now having gone to the other side and like contributing my chapter, working with all of these amazing female leaders and business women and entrepreneurs, I'm like, wow, that was a lot, but it was so rewarding to be on it. And I just felt like I was in a great place to participate in December of last year when she was recruiting folks for this book. And I was like, oh yeah, I definitely have something to say. I don't have a book that I'm ready to promote and publish at the moment. So sign me up. And yeah, I'm really happy I participated.
Oh, I am too. I really think it was just such a great group of people that came together. And like you said, very different people, different walks of life, different ages, different backgrounds, different experiences, but also so many similarities. As you read each one, you can see that we're also still walking a similar path because we're women, because, you know, we play, you know, similar roles throughout society and just have similar experiences. So it's great to just kind of compare and contrast all the different ways that all these wonderful women came together.
Yeah. Who rules the world, right? Girls do. I love Raquel's chapter. She kicks off the book in such an amazing and impactful way. And just reading everyone's chapters, yours included, it's like, we've got a strong message for women and men who want to get insights into the experiences that we've had so they can better understand how we're showing up to work in some of the challenges that we might face that are unique to us, living in the society that we live in and having to overcome certain barriers to entry.
And that's what I really love about your chapter, too. You talk about knowing that what your unique resiliency superpowers are and how it gives you confidence when you face your next challenge. And that can be true of men, women, you know, all different walks of life. So maybe share a little bit about your chapter and, again, some of the inspiration there.
A lot of the inspiration comes from what I considered were failures in my entrepreneurial dealings as an adult, and not really understanding that all of those failures were stepping stones to a successful leadership career, which is what I have now, working in a live entertainment company in information technology, being the only woman that reports to our CIO. And that's been the case now for about 4 years. And we're a global company. So I've been lucky to have female leaders that I can look to in the global side of our business. But when I came into corporate America, I was coming out of just 4 years of running my own business, going through the Great Recession, having a company in the mortgage industry, pivoting and creating a software company during that time, getting featured in Entrepreneur magazine, and still failing. Technically, my business failed, but honestly, I learned a lot from that experience, and I learned my resiliency superpowers, and I was able to, it enabled me to pivot in work. You know, like every day we're facing global challenges. We're trying to deliver the best in class software to the company, trying to support concerts and the venue experience. These are just big challenges that are bigger than me. But because I learned to work with folks who have expertise in IT when I had that software company as an entrepreneur, I walked right into a corporate career with unfortunately, a lot of baggage that I was bringing in because I felt like I wasn't meant to be there or ready to be there. But also like all of these like hidden superpowers that I didn't know that I had that would develop as I believed in myself. And so when I experienced workplace bullying, pretty much like in my first year in corporate America, it really shocked my system because I realized, whoa, I honestly have a lot of baggage that's even before my career getting out of college. It's like how I was raised and like growing up in poverty, growing up with a parent with untreated mental illness, and also being displaced as a young person. So I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. And then when my father came out of the closet in 1985, my mother divorced him. And within a year, she took my brother, sister, and I away from Nashville, and we wouldn't see our family for 13 years. I wouldn't see my dad again for that amount of time. So that entire time, I grew up under the poverty line. I was bringing that with me to all of my experiences. And when I experienced this workplace bullying, that's when I realized, oh, I need to go on a personal transformation journey. I truly do need to let this go. I need to forgive myself for the choices that I made with the choices that were available to me at the time, you know, and that's where I started going to therapy and writing my memoir and just changing a lot of things about my day to day that now led me to, you know, a role in leadership.
I absolutely love it. And, you know, a lot of people that follow the podcast, they're in some sort of life transition as well. Some people are like me, where they started in the corporate side and then, you know, pandemic happened and they had this mind shift of, well, I want to try entrepreneurship. And I love that yours is the reverse, is that you've started with entrepreneurship and then gone into the corporate world. And it goes both ways. And we can go back again. Things are so different now. And it's really important that people kind of open their minds to what career paths can look like and how much those experiences are important to help us shift our mindset, to help us understand our strengths as well as our opportunities, and really start to tackle those things within us so we can continue to do great things. So I love that part of your story, and I think it's going to inspire lots of people.
Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, I hadn't actually thought about that, where a lot of people go that corporate route versus the entrepreneurial route. And I start my chapter off by saying, like, I was always like an entrepreneurial minded person. Like, I would sell love tests at school. like under on the sly, and like every week on Fridays, I'd pick like 10 names and they'd get now and laters. And obviously the principal got wind of this pretty quickly because like people are getting caught with now and laters in all the classrooms. They're like, what's going on? So I pivoted, but my sister and I would always do like carnivals in our living room, and just I was always finding a way to like make money and be scrappy. So it's sort of like in my DNA to be like that. And plus just the way I grew up being poor. I mean, like you just find ways to survive. That's why I like chameleons, because chameleons are beautiful because they change their color depending on what's going on with them emotionally, physically. So as people, I guess the way that we change our colors is like with our adaptability and our resiliency. And we tap into like, what's not making me feel well right now? Like what's going on, and kind of go within and then figure out ways to get better, get well, which it may be like a shift in your mindset. Maybe it's a different routine. Maybe it's pursuing something that seems kind of scary, or it's healing old wounds. And so I think that we're just always evolving, but it's good to tap into yourself and say, like, where am I at? Even if like lots of things feel discombobulated within you, but, you know, just kind of tap in and say, like, okay, what about me and the way that I solve problems is unique to me? What are the things in my life that keep coming up as silver linings, like where it seemed like it was a difficult situation and I know that I came out well on the other end? How was that for me? And like, do I consistently come out on the other end by doing X, Y, and Z because there's a certain thing about me that's unique? That's what I'm challenging the reader to tap into, is to find that pattern and to find like what makes them thrive.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full-day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list. I love it. And it is so important. It really is a lot of times a change of mindset. And like you said, silver lining. I love that phrase because it does make us think, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, maybe it's raining. Rain is good luck, right? It's always flipping that way that you're thinking about it. Like it's very easy to think anything, even the most positive thing in the world. Oh, you're getting a new job. You're getting a raise. You're getting a, now I'm just going to have to pay more taxes, right? Like anything positive, if you want to, you can make it negative, but it's also like, let's keep as many positive things, even when some, you know, sidesteps and, you know, things happen that before people would call them failures. But look at now, every company fails. Everybody has a problem at some point. Look at the banks right now. They're causing problems because they didn't do some of the things they were supposed to do. And so just thinking like, oh, it's just a small business. No, every business has these problems. It's what do you do now? What do you do next? How do you course correct? Or how do you use that experience and do the next thing? And that is what you have done time and time again. And it's continually fascinating. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And I kind of feel like we don't maybe talk about it as much, or we're not collectively rah-rahing our successes internally. Like, I think it's easier to rah-rah the success of others because we're just used to receiving external validation, you know? And what I posit in my chapter is like, is when you're down on other people, when that does happen, is it because you're down on yourself and you're seeing the flaws in yourself that you see in others? And it's so much easier to be outwardly critical of others because, like, we're inwardly critical of ourselves. And if we just flip that and are able to change the dialogue within ourselves, like, how will that reflect out to other people? And how can that build in our society? Like, if we do recognize that not only talking about the internal transformation, but feeling it and giving others grace for being in that same situation that you're in, like, how much more could we empower each other and then feed off of each other and connect and network with each other to support each other? So I know it's like kind of woo-woo, but at the same time, I feel like I bring that to my leadership style and the people I work with. I'm like, you guys are all leaders. We may not know exactly what your superpower is, but you've got one and we'll find it. And it's the way I like to lift people up.
I love that. And that's one of my favorite lines from the book too, from your chapter. You wrote, I believe it's because as we get older and as we transition away from receiving outward affirmations from others, you know, your teacher, your parents are constantly telling you, hey, good job at this and that and the other thing, school. But we're not properly prepared for the positive affirmations needed from within, that we have to start becoming our own cheerleader. But that you also highlight the importance of community. It's like, it's great. We can also support each other in these journeys. If you see someone struggling or you see someone doing well, give them a high five, mentally, verbally, whatever you need to do, and keep helping other people along on their journey. So I think it's important.
Completely agree. Sometimes we're like, maybe that's the ego. We might feel a little competitive with someone. Again, that's probably just an internal issue, right? Like, where if you're feeling competitive or you're just like, I can't give this person like kudos, like, why? You know, like, what is it? And that is a moment to like reflect on it. Cause I feel like, you know, when we have things that churn around in our minds, like coulda, shouldas, and things like that, it's actually a great opportunity to let it go. The Untethered Soul, like, if you've read that, I totally recommend that book because he's all about, like, when it comes up, don't run away from it. Like, lean in and be like, oh, man, that thing that they said to me really hurt my feelings. Let me just forgive that situation. I'll forgive myself for how I reacted or if I thought something negative. I'll let that go and then let that out of your heart. And that just kind of leaves open more space for positive things to come in. So it really rewired the way I think about how I'm going to analyze some negative emotion. I'm going to let it come up and I'm going to start forgiving myself and others for it. And man, I've been doing that now for a couple of months and it's really worked for me. So, and I've been doing it on a personal transformation journey for like 10 years. And this is different. I was listening to Will Smith's memoir before the incident, actually. And it was so ironic because like when the incident happened, I totally knew that that was unresolved trauma, childhood trauma, because he always felt like he was a failure. And he talked about that in great lengths in his book. And I was like, oh man, he had a trauma response, most likely. He didn't know how to calm his nervous system. He obviously took actions which had serious consequences. But yeah, I see that now in others. And the more I've learned about somatic release, and how to calm the nervous system, even while a traumatic event is happening. Like, I'm holding right here because this is like a pressure point. And if I'm talking about something difficult, if you hold that, I'm telling my nervous system all is well. And my parasympathetic nervous system is activated so I can talk about it and not get re-triggered. And I think that's one thing I also want to announce. Like, I am working on a book called Forgiveness Deficient. Kind of digging into our society and why it's so difficult for us to forgive. But I also when I've learned about somatic release about in this last year, I realized I had to be more socially responsible with the book and give people the technique, the really like actionable things that they can do, like holding pressure points, like the, you know, totally so healthy. But like, I don't want people to bring up and search for the silver linings without recognizing that we all have trauma responses. And so I think you can do both, is learn to manage both.
Yeah, it's important. I'm excited for that. Well, we got to stay posted. And once that one's ready, then you come back on the show. That's another piece that we can have in common is, you know, I experienced bullying not only as a child, but also in my corporate career. And I actually volunteer with an organization called the Human Library, where the people are books and then readers come. And so it opens up dialogue so you can have conversation. And my topic is victim of bullying. And I talk about how important it is to use the words. You know, people, when I say, oh, you were bullied in the office, you know, I was bullied by this manager, peer, whatever this thing happened. People, oh, it's not bullying when it's at work. It's like, if you took that same behavior and you described to, you know, 7-year-olds on the playground, you would call it bullying. But all of a sudden we're adults and we should know better, but we're allowed to do it. Like, you're telling me the wrong message, and we're definitely telling our society the wrong message. And I think it's important that we use a word like bullying that is so descriptive and strong, that is commonly said, no, 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 this is bad. You don't do this. Right. And adapt it to adults. Right. And especially in these kind of professional settings.
When you hear about someone being bullied at work, like you hear some behavior that just isn't right, and you know that someone is emotionally getting damaged from that, like, speak up, because some people are afraid to lose their job or whatever reason. They don't like confrontation, but they know they're being treated badly. I just think, like, a lot of times we have people that know something is going on and they just don't want to speak up on behalf of someone else because they know that person would feel perhaps put out by being called out, right? But I do think that, you know, again, a workplace bullier is coming from some trauma in their life. Like, there's just no way that you're a bully by nature. Like, that's just like what's going on in your life where you feel that you're less than, so you have to make other people less than. Again, obviously that's someone's own personal effort that they would need to do in order to discover it. But when we see people getting hurt in a corporate environment, I'd like to see more people speak up.
Absolutely. And I hope this is one of those great crossovers, right? Is, as entrepreneurs, I think there's many working in this space right now, and we've left corporate environments because of some of it. And I would love to see more people take your path of learning that first. And as you go into the corporate environment, like, bringing that knowledge and compassion back into that space and really creating a new future so that young people do want to go into the office. They feel it's a safe space and that we can really be productive and collaborative together.
Yeah, I'm all about Nirvana. Like utopia, like, let's get there. Let's support each other. Let's, like you said, create safe environments for people to work. I mean, gosh, we spend so much of our time in the workplace. If you're in corporate America or even just on your own and navigating the stresses of work. So on top of that, when you have just someone making it difficult, you know, it is an opportunity for them to change. My workplace bully ended up being my biggest advocate. He truly was like, okay, you called me out, which I did, which I got some help from someone I worked with who called, said, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to tell him it's unacceptable. And I did it. And he apologized, and he's been following my career. And every time he sees me, he just tears up. He's like, I'm just so proud of you. And I'm like, I'm proud that you changed too, you know, like, that's good. I think people can change. But they just need to, what is that? They need to be kind of like shocked out of their system in a way. Like I was with his behavior. I was shocked out of my system and I went on this great personal development journey. He was shocked out of his system. Like, he had eventually ended up stopping drinking and doing all these things that he felt were bad habits. And yeah, I was proud of him for changing. So there is opportunity there to show each other, teach each other, have grace for each other for the challenges that we're experiencing in life.
Yeah, I love it. And I just see so many other wonderful things coming your way. Time flies when we're having fun here. I can't believe it. I could talk to you probably all day. I'm gonna have to come to visit you in SoCal again, and we'll hang out on a beach and get to know each other better. So folks, if you haven't picked it up yet, The Great Leadership Awakening is available on Amazon. And also you can pick up Mary's debut novel, Travels Through Aqua, Green and Blue, a memoir. It won Best First Line in Book Life, a Publisher Weekly company. So either one, grab them both, read them, and tell us how you love them. And Mary, why don't you let folks know how they can reach out to you if they'd like to learn more about you and your story and collaborate with you on maybe some positive work environment?
So that'd be awesome. I mean, email me anytime, info@maryegregory.com. Join my mailing list. Go to my site, maryegregory.com. I put the middle initial because there's a 2 million Mary Gregorys, but only 2 Mary E. Gregorys. And we just both happen to be authors. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, follow me on my website. I send out tips and tricks on how to calm your nervous system. And always love to hear from people. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Mary E. Gregory author. So hopefully we can connect.
Beautiful. And we'll stick all that stuff in the show notes so you can find the links there too. Thank you so much, Mary, for collaborating on this book, for coming on the podcast. It's been great getting to know you, and can't wait for us to collaborate on some more stuff soon.
So much for having me here, Nikki. Fantastic getting to know you, and I'm sure we will be friends and know each other for a long time to come. So thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. You know you can catch us where all the cool kids hang out, the Do podcast, on all the major platforms. And if you want to connect with Nikki directly, you can get a hold of me on my personal site, thenikkigreen360.com. There you can check out my website, you can see any of my new books, you can learn more about this podcast, and follow us on social. Can't wait to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.